650-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers. You make me feel
.503 remains in this one. Hover Beach by 5. After a Sandusky full timeout, Ryan Brown was listening in. What'd you find out, Mr. Brown?
Sandusky's looking to get something going on offense. As you can see kind of throughout that whole fourth quarter, they weren't able to get into a rhythm, and Coach Pritchard is looking to run some plays and get a good execution off the screen to get the ball rolling to the bucket.
As Sloan Klasky tips it out of bounds, right at our deer, good to put hands by Sean Goody.
You know, I haven't lost a touch.
As they inbound it, this time to Justin Fields, especially, he's on the left wing, being guarded by Kraft. The Harbeach crowd starting to come alive with 4:50 left, 41-36 with a 5-point lead. Shifley on the right wing, being guarded by Kraft, back up to Bullis for three at the top of the key. No. Rebound, Sandusky. They feed it into Shifley at the left elbow. He dribbles back out, sets up the offense. Then as he goes to what's fit. Over the ball. Top team being guarded by Ginson. Over to number 12, Tucker. And in the lane for the two, he's fouled. That's number 20. Frank went up for the shot.
I think was on.
As the number 10 over here, Ginther. As number 20, Frank was going up for the shot. He got fouled. He's in line for two. Arm reaches fourth team foul as the first one goes through. Now a 4-point lead for Harbor Beach only. We got a close one, folks, and that might be an understatement. Gage's second shot up and no good. Rebound, boom. 41-37. As Gage Frank goes to 1-for-2 for the line. Klasky, top of the key, being guarded by Bullis. Picked by Seaman. Now Booms has it. 4 minutes left. 41-37. As Ginther drives in the lane with the ball. Rebound. Seaman goes up for two. Rebound from behind by number 32. Chase Bullis. That's his second. Team sixth foul of the half. Going to the line for two. Andrew Seaman. Number 40. He is currently 1-for-2 for free throws on the night. And has 5 points. Seaman, first one is up. The crowd rejoices as if it's Easter Sunday. 42-37 now with a 5-point lead. This is the story of the night tonight. Harbor Beach couldn't buy a free throw.
With 4 minutes to go, that was huge.
I agree. Second one is up, and it's good. Holy cow!
Bainsdale's checking into the ballgame with four fouls.
As does Jason Hansen, number 14 for Harbor Beach. Coming out of the game for Sandusky, number 20, Gage Frank. Sandusky has it 90 feet from their own hoop. Into number 11, Shifley.
Full court pressure by the Pirates.
And Shifley almost got stolen by Klasky, trying to pass it over to Bazell from the right post. They put it in. The one-handed layup from about 7 feet goes in for Bazell. He now has 10. Kraft with a 4-point lead, 43-39 for the Pirates. 3:35 for May. Top of the key, drives into the lane, gets blocked by number 32, Bullis, and Mazel has it. 3.5 left. Cross timeline, being guarded by Ginther. Over to number 11, Shifley. Number 12, Tucker. Back up to Bullis, almost picked the three. Hansen all over him. He breaks the free. Hansen gets it. It's Hansen on two Sandusky players. He goes in for left-handed layup. It gets blocked out of bounds by number 32, Chase Bullis. And it's going to be a Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop with 3:10 left. Checking in for Sandusky is number 20, Gage Franks, who is replacing Bullis. Bullis comes out of the game. Frank replaces him. 43-39. Harbor Beach leads by 4. 3:10 left. Kraft into Hansen in the right corner. Takes the three from the wing. No good. Rebound. Kraft sets up the offense on the offensive board for the Pirates. Ginther by the left wing, over to the right wing to Hanson. Hanson tries to get the Klasky back over to Kraft, down to McKee. 2:50 left.
Each possession right now, Clark, is getting crucial.
43-39. Harvey's trying to slow things down a little bit. Being guarded to Kraft is by number 10, Mills, who then drives in, brings it right back out. Harvey's going for last shot already.
No, they're not putting the ball in the ice box yet, nor is this a 95% shot. That's what they didn't want to look for with the turnover down the baseline.
As Sandusky, as Seaman, I should say, for our reach, dribbling right off his foreleg. And right off, that doesn't make sense. Right off his shin. That's better. Right out of bounds, Sandusky ball. Number 10, Mills has it 90 feet from his own basket. 2.5 minutes left on the dot. 4-point lead for Harbor Beach. Shifley being guarded by Klasky brings it across the timeline. 2:23 left. Shifley over to Baisdell on the left wing. Now guarded by Klasky. Double team coming. Switched by Kinder. Baisdell now top of the key over to the right wing. Goes into the lane for the long extended shot, and it's good. Two in a row from Baisdell from the same spot with kind of like a almost a hook, but a layup from about 10 feet.
Nothing with two hands, just one throwing it up there and it falls.
Kraft goes in for the runner from the lane. He goes up, no good. Rebounded by Boone. The crowd wanted a foul. No call. And Baisdell has it for the Redskins. 43-41, 2-point lead for the Pirates only. Minute 45 left. Boom steals it for himself. Kicks it over. And calls a timeout, actually.
Wise timeout.
Very wise timeout. There was a trap coming for the from the Sandusky press. And it's going to be a full timeout. So you're tuned to WIW with a minute 40 left. 43-41, Harbor Beach with a mere 2-point lead.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Minute 40 left in Harbor Beach. Sandusky trails by 2 points with a minute 40, 43-41 to Harbor Beach. On top as of right now, coming out of the timeout, Ryan Brown was listening to the Harbor Beach huddle. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Well, Harbor Beach is really focusing on free throws. I know we've been talking about that all game and how poor they've been shooting, but they know this game's going to come down the wire. So they're ready to combat pressure by getting the ball to the floor and valuing the possession and getting knocked down free throws.
Thank you, Ryan. A minute 34 left. Kraft comes across the timeline with a 2-point lead. Being guarded very closely by number 10, Mills. Kraft still up there. Drives into the free throw line, comes and brings it back out. Minute 18 left. And there's a foul finally by number 10, Justin Mills, to stop the clock. He now has 4 fouls. That's the team's 7th. So, this is a very interesting situation here. Harbor Beach is not shooting very well from the free throw line. The rest of the way out, they're shooting free throws.
They have no choice. They got to knock them down if they're going to win this ball game.
As Kraft is at the line shooting 1-1, he has 8 points on the game. Kraft is currently 0-3 from the line. Shots up. It's good.
Talk him into it, Clark.
The crowd is just going. Every time Harbor Beach makes a free throw, it's like as if James Brown just made a lyric. Hey! Minute 16 left. 3-point lead for Harbor Beach, 44-41. Second free throw from Kraft. Up. This one's no good. And stand up the rebound. Baisdell.
One possession ball game.
To Shifley. Crosses the timeline. Minute 9 left. Baisdell, left wing, being guarded by Kinster. This one's going to come down to the wire. Baisdell, top of the key, picks up his dribble over to number 10. There's the timeout called by called by Stand Up. You're tuned to WLAW.